This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake has hit Indonesia's Lombok Island today, killing at least 10, injuring dozens more. That quake hit the popular tourist destination early in the day, sending people into the streets. A spokesman for Indonesia's Disaster Mitigation Agency said the death toll could climb as data gathering on the island continues. The quake was also felt on the neighboring island of Bali. A provincial government official in eastern Afghanistan says three staff members at a midwife training center were killed in an attack when gunmen stormed the facility in Jalalabad. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have rallied throughout Russia to protest plans to substantially hike the age at which Russian men and women can receive their state retirement pensions. That story now from AP's Zaria Shockley.
A crowd estimated at more than 10,000 attended a protest in Moscow that was called by the Communist Party. A similarly large crowd gathered in Yekaterinburg to protest, and demonstrations also were reported in large cities, including Rostov-on-Don and Volgograd. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has given its first reading approval to a measure that would gradually raise the pension ages from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 63 for women. Protesters have called for a national referendum to be held on the issue before the parliament considers further readings of the bill. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Somalia and Eritrean leaders have agreed to resume diplomatic ties and open embassies in their respective capitals. Decision made during a summit in Asmara. The nations have had bad diplomatic ties for nearly 15 years. Leaders are scheduled to continue talks today. This is VOA News. Cambodians voting today for all 125 seats in the country's National Assembly, process widely criticized for the lack of a significant opposition to the ruling Cambodian People's Party of Prime Minister Hun Sen. With the Supreme Court's dissolution last year of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party, the Cambodian People's Party is largely expected to stay in power. Dim Sovanarum is Cambodia's National Election Committee spokesman. He says the NEC is handling the election legitimately.
We are so proud to organize on time, regularly, 5 year a time, the election, national election, communal election, and we are proud to do, and we have enough experience since 1998 until now. We are independent. We are proud of what we are doing.
United Nations has criticized the election as fundamentally flawed because of the legal action against the CNRP and its leaders, and the United States and the European Union have withdrawn funding for this election. Former Catholic Archbishop of Washington Theodore McCarrick, who faces sexual abuse accusations, has resigned his position as cardinal. McCarrick, one of Catholic Church's most prominent figures, was accused of sexually abusing a teenager almost 50 years ago when he was a priest in New York. American church officials determined last month the allegation was credible. More allegations of sex abuse and harassment incidents have been reported. 88-year-old is the highest-ranking U.S. Catholic clergy member ever to be removed from the ministry due to sex abuse allegations. Pope Francis had earlier ordered McCarrick to isolate himself, remain in prayer until the church considers additional sanctions against him. A powerful U.S. media boss is now facing serious allegations of sexual misconduct. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
New Yorker magazine writer Ronan Farrow details allegations made by a half dozen women against CBS CEO Les Moonves. Farrow tells the AP.
This is a story that I've been investigating for the last 8 months. It involves six women overcoming a lot of fear of retaliation to tell very serious stories of sexual misconduct about Les Moonves, one of the most powerful men in television.
Farrow writes that the incidents date from the 1980s until recent years. Some of the women say Moonves forcibly touched or kissed them. Others say he physically intimidated or threatened to derail their careers. Farrow and the New Yorker won the Pulitzer Prize last year for uncovering many of the allegations against now-disgraced Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein. I'm Tim McGuire.
Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.